Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!
Hey y'all, this is Twisted Cat.
And Patch.
And Batman.
I'm not here.
And we just saw The Warning, Plush, and Holy Wars at the Regent in downtown LA.
Oh, they were fantastic.
Yes, all of them. I had very little... I expected that Holy Wars was not going to be something I liked, and oh my god, did I like them.
Yeah, so they're a local LA band, apparently, and wow, what energy.
Yeah.
I think we had looked them up prior to coming to the show.
Yeah.
And I think we had listened to them on a phone speaker in a car, and none of us were particularly impressed.
But wow, they put on an amazing show.
Yeah, they were really good. There's three of them, a guitarist, a drummer, and the lead singer who doesn't appear to play anything, at least on stage.
She was fantastic.
Oh my god.
She loved her energy. Yeah.
She plays the crowd is what she does.
She totally does.
She plays the crowd.
What was the thing that I said about them? It was like if Prodigy were a female-fronted rock punk band.
Without being problematic.
Right.
Just to be clear.
Right.
Their opening song was, you know, it at least had Bitch in the title.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no, 21st Century Bitch. That was their big single this past
bitch,
year.
But, you know, it was 21st Century Bitch.
It was a very empowered sort of song.
And so, like, female-fronted rock punk band. So completely unlike Prodigy, but somehow
like
lots of
Prodigy.
Energy, and there was a quiet electronic vibe somewhere in there. It was really quite good. I mean, I'm riding high off of the other two bands. I remember being very pleased. I wasn't over the moon with them, but they were very good.
I really liked them. I would see them again live. I still don't know if I really like the recorded stuff, but I would totally see them again live.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They need some work with their stagecraft. There was too much dead air between sets.
I mean, there's only three of them, and they had about 2 inches square per person.
And you know, it's always tough to be the opening band.
Yeah,
the first band on. They're two shows into the tour right now,
yep.
So they've still got, it's the positive and the negative. They've got that new tour energy, so they're still full of it, and they're like ready to go and there, but...
They haven't quite figured their shit out yet.
Yeah, they haven't worked out all the kinks.
They had a lot of fans in the audience, which was also great for them.
Yes, well, hometown band.
Yeah.
The guitar player oddly kept just like turning around and putting his back to the audience and playing.
Yeah, he was very into his music. He was doing a lot of work also.
Yeah, he really was. So I'm actually used to guitar players doing that. Like when guitar players are really into their guitar and they're very noodly, you really have to like, I don't know, cement their boots to the ground or something to get them to not turn away from the crowd.
100% true. I don't know that I have anything else to say about Holy Wars, but they were...
But
they
we highly very, recommend.
Yeah, yes. Very good.
Please, go see them. And then there was Plush, who... This was the first time we got to see a full set from them.
Yes.
I was so disappointed that we missed most of their set when we went to go see Hailstorm and Evanescence.
Yes.
So this was great. Yeah.
And can I just say, the Regent is a pretty decent venue.
Yeah.
Like... I haven't had great experiences here before, but tonight was great. We had a good spot.
Yeah.
And
they're very ADA friendly, which is very nice.
And so we were not close, but we had an unobstructed view, and like I could actually see the people on stage. And Plush is a lot younger than I thought they were.
Yeah,
know they were that young.
I knew they were young, but I wasn't clear that they were quite that young, or they may just look younger than they are. I'm gonna have to look it up.
No, they are older than the Warning, but
that's not saying
like they
much.
Were in college when those girls were in high school.
Okay.
Not by much.
Right. Well,
that's funny.
It God, they're so good. They are
so
good.
They were fantastic.
I am still sad that I have not gotten to hear them do their version of Down in a Hole live.
Sure.
Because I fucking love that song.
Yeah.
But no complaints at all.
They did cover...
Sorry,
go ahead.
I have one complaint. The sound guy pissed me off.
Oh, God. He was awful.
He
had the bassist turned up so high that she was feeding back over everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, I was worried for the sound equipment.
It was not the best. He kind of got it ironed out about halfway through their set.
I think somebody finally dope slapped him.
I hope so. It was sad.
And it didn't happen on either of the other sets. So it was clearly somebody on their set specifically. Speaking of the bass player.
Yes.
I get a huge kick out of her. So if you've never seen Plush, they all do a vaguely 70s vibe.
I felt like the lead singer did an 80s vibe.
Yeah, she was a little,
borderline, early 80s, late 70s.
I mean, none of them were alive then, so they don't fucking know. But like the bass player without fail looks like she was picked up from another band and dropped here by mistake.
It totally straight out, just looking at them.
Was that the one with the Janis vibe?
Yes.
Oh yeah. So you've got
the blonde girl.
Yeah, the blonde girl in the like the hippie earth tones. And then you've got the guitar player in the, you know, vinyl pleather, everything else. And so the vibe I get from them is straight up like, you know what? This is like Josie and the Pussycats. This is like you've got the funny one and the earthy one, and you've got that whole vibe going.
Yeah, because their drummer is very Led Zeppelin.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Are the lead and the drummer related?
No clue.
We'll have to look it up.
I believe
could be. They both got good hair.
Yeah. I believe that there are two of them
they
are
have
sisters,
magnificent
but
manes for sure.
Yeah, they are awesome.
So they covered their Metallica cover. No, I'm sorry. That's warning. They covered Barracuda.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they covered something else. What else?
Kiss.
Kiss, right. Which was awesome. I know you can't stand
Kiss. It was very good. It was very good. I hate Kiss. I loathe Kiss. There is nothing about Kiss that doesn't make my skin crawl.
Kiss was my first metal band.
The good part about this is that by doing that cover and live, Gene Simmons does not see a penny for it.
Yeah, I'm down with that. But it's awful songwriting. I have such a problem with that band.
I know.
Moving on.
It was a wonderful cover.
Yes, it was.
And oh my God, I cannot think of a band who should cover anything by heart more than Plush. That right. Woman's voice
is fantastic.
Oh my God.
She's so amazing.
Yeah.
Like you forget, right? Like you're like, oh, Plush, they're great. Their lead singer's got a great singing voice, blah, blah, blah.
And then she covers Barracuda and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. So good. And then...
The warning.
And then there was the warning. And I'm going to mostly shut up here. Because otherwise I'm just going to nerdgasm all over the place and we're going to swim home.
So, I adore their drummer, can I just say?
Yes.
She is awesome.
Paula is a fucking animal.
Yeah.
She's back there singing and like...
And not out of breath and drumming her ass off.
She's playing her ass off and every time... She's like really serious and into it and slams down, flips her hair up and just grins.
Yeah.
Before belting out the next line or, you know, she's lead on half the songs. She's back up on the other ones.
Was her microphone fucked up or was it the sound like something
muted?
It was muffled.
Like she was only coming through the monitors, but because the room is so small, we heard her anyway, but not clearly.
At the end, it was like finally her mic started functioning.
Properly. Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it was the sound guy.
It was partially adjustment. I saw when she fixed it in one of the last couple songs. Because I mean, she's moving up there.
Yeah. For sure.
There is a major difference, just technology wise, between a headset microphone. She's using a little Countryman ear boom, So it's a really small condenser mic, and they work. They're functional. You can move around all over the place. They're not this huge thing in front of your face, but they're not the best vocal mics. You have to put some volume into them.
She needs a better mic because she has such an amazing voice.
Yeah.
It got better. I think it was cutting out a few times here and there.
Yeah, I could tell that.
But also, if it's not right in front of your mouth, like just almost right off your lip, it doesn't pick up very well.
Mm.
It is primarily used for, you know, presentations. It's a presenter's mic. They use them for music. It's not the best, but it's a headset that is not obtrusive. It's not this massive thing in front of there. But it turns out if you want to have good sound and a good diaphragm that picks up sound, you need a big thing there.
Mm.
So it's a thing. A piece of tape, a little bit of skin tape on the cheek would have tapped that in a bit more.
Mm.
She did bend it in and fix it, which is why those last couple songs
sounded better.
It sounded much better, and you could hear her a lot better.
Mm.
But you're never going to get the performance out of that you do off of any sort of actual capsule wireless handheld mic.
She just needs an RJ boom.
Right. I don't know if she could, though.
She's too flingy.
She moves around too much, and she sings to the left.
Have you watched RJ?
Well, yeah. She'd have to work on it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
it would be a thing for her.
She throws her head back and howls.
Yeah. It would be a thing for her.
I love that part.
It's, like I said, the girl's an animal.
Is it only me who thinks she looks a little like Winona Ryder? Okay, it's only me. That's fine.
It's a little bit of the haircut.
It's the haircut. But, yeah. I see what you're... I had to think about it. I see what you're saying. It's...
All right, fine.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Why not?
I tend to see things other people don't, so that's fine.
The lead was, as always, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a good
voice,
band.
The tone.
I love listening to her sing so much. Like, so 90% of the show is in English. And even when she's singing in English, you can hear the Spanish in her voice. It's not an accent. It's word shape and cadence.
Mm.
And it's beautiful.
I want to know why these Mexican women are calling it Los Angeles. Not Los Angeles, as it's right and proper.
She did at the end when she thanked us in Spanish.
Yes.
Because it's the difference between her English voice and her Spanish voice.
Yeah.
She does not use Spanish pronunciations in English.
Yeah.
She doesn't Spanglish at all. It's either English and it is on, or it is Spanish.
Because she's from Monterey, not from a place where it's...
This Chicana's heart broke a little every time.
At least she didn't call it Los Angeles.
I was waiting for her.
I was too. I was going to laugh my fucking balls off.
Yeah.
So they had relatives in the audience. I don't know if anyone else picked up on that. Okay. But kind of in front of us along the wall, there was some parents and a little girl. And
yes,
like
I saw all of those
dress.
People. I didn't know if they were relatives or not.
The way I was picking up on them, they definitely seemed like, I don't know, aunts and uncles or something.
Nice.
I also love that halfway through their set, they play the Jar song.
Yes.
So they've got their set list, but they've got somewhere in the middle of it is the Jar song. The Jar song is they have a raffle jar with folded paper in it that they bring out and, like, get somebody from the audience to pull the next song. And it's, you know, dealer's choice. Some old stuff. They were saying that there's at least one song in there that they have not played for a long, long, long time. And I just think that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Keep in mind, this is the first time we have seen them headline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen them a couple times now, but they were always...
In support.
Yeah, their first U.S. headlining set tour, so.
I noticed that she did pull out the guitar that she was given
from Lizzie Hale.
The Kiss,
no.
Kiss cover.
No.
Not Kiss,
Metallica.
The Metallica cover.
The other band that I have strong feelings about.
The other cover thing with the stuff.
Wait, I'm going to put this into perspective. I would listen to Metallica for a week before I would listen to a single Kiss tune.
even the stuff off of Music for the Elder.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a movie soundtrack. Nobody's ever heard the album. It's amazing. It sounds nothing like Kiss.
I don't know.
I'll have to find you some of it.
Okay.
And then I will not tell you it's Kiss, and I will play it for you.
And then we will watch, you know, Phantom of the Park and, you know, take our own lives.
What?
Sidetrack. It's the Kiss movie where they're like, it's Phantom of the Opera, but it's Magic Mountain Park, and starring
right.
Kiss.
Yeah, go, no.
Go. You know, makeup. Nope. In full, yeah, oh yeah, no.
Can't make me do it.
It's movie night.
I mean, that's fine. I'll make you watch the other Phantom movie whose name I'm blanking on at the moment. It's like Phantom of the Disco or something. It's the one with Paul Anderson.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have it on my media server.
Because people on listening to this can't see my face, I never remember anybody or recognize anything that's fiction, and I'm giving Patch that look.
Yeah. I love that look.
Anyway, The Warning.
Yes.
As always, amazing show.
So they have a new single coming out next week.
Yes. Which May 12th.
Which I got a video of. It's called More.
Great.
It was amazing.
That was
very bluesy.
It's written with, in collaboration.
Yeah.
And I found that a very interesting piece of information because in retrospect, having heard the song after they said that, you can tell because it is a departure from their normal sound.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that I can hear the Spanish in her voice to it.
Right.
Interesting.
It was good, though.
It's really good. It's very clean. It's very well produced. And, yeah, it's. I think it's going to do very well for them commercially.
Sure.
But it's not their sound.
No, but it was,
that's
it was,
okay.
It was fun to hear an unreleased song, though, for sure.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. All right. Closing thoughts?
The Warning. I think they're my favorite act playing at the moment. I really do. I say that when I have an Avatar show coming up in 2 days.
Should we just sell your ticket?
Or? No. No. But I'm okay. Avatar and The Warning, they can totally share the top spot for me. I'm okay with that.
Alright, cool. So yeah, you guys will be getting another podcast very soon because we're seeing Avatar in 2 days.
And Violent Femmes on Sunday.
Yes. So this will be a very full week. And then next week we are interviewing Stephanie Cabral.
Yes. That's going to be very exciting.
So, all right. I have been Twisted Cat.
And this was Patch.
I'm still Batman.
I'm not here.
And this has been Get in the Van.
We're doing podcast stuff!